Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. As we've said a number of times on this program, the all-important trial of Salim Ahmed Hamdan, Osama bin Laden's driver, and the alleged terrorist defendant down at Guantanamo Bay, that trial has opened a window on the Bush administration's war on terror and also on perhaps the inner workings of al-Qaeda itself. The trial has convened at Guantanamo Bay, and joining us now is Carol Williams, legal writer for the L.A. Times. She's covering the trial from Gitmo and joins us on the phone. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Give us a sense of the scene here. This tribunal is not like any other, and it looks radically different than anything from Perry Mason or Law and Order.
Well, there are some similarities to U.S. civilian courts, but this is definitely, you know, a new and untried system. They're still working the kinks out of it. There have been some, you know, motions, you know, raised and approved by the judge because of some of the, you know, late filing of evidence from the prosecution to the defense. There's some testimony that won't be allowed until the defense has had time to review what they call discovery. And, you know, it's unclear whether some of these points that the prosecution wanted to make will be able to be raised in the court because of the very late, you know, provision of discovery.
We should remind people that Judge Keith Allred is presiding, and 13 military officers are members of the jury, and they're referred to as commission members by each of the attorneys for the defense and the prosecution. It appears as though the evidence or the framing of the storyline here for both sides is either Salim Ahmed Hamdan is a lowly service worker who got a small check for his services driving Osama bin Laden around, or he was a higher-level operative with his ear to the ground of al-Qaeda activities, including perhaps even the destination of the fourth 9/11 hijacked plane. Does that pretty much lay it out?
Exactly. The two sides are laying out very starkly different, you know, profiles of Salim Hamdan. The prosecution is painting him as an insider in the al-Qaeda network, somebody who was privy to information about some of the terrorist attacks that have been blamed on al-Qaeda, and the defense is casting him as just a poor Yemeni who went into al-Qaeda's employ because he needed to take care of his family.
Where do you believe the bombshells, if there are going to be any in this case, are going to come? What sort of testimony and what lines of questioning from either side in this case?
Well, the prosecutor alleged in his opening statement on Tuesday that Hamdan was privy to information about what the attack targets were from September 11th. The chief of prosecution later clarified that that was information that he overheard bin Laden telling another al-Qaeda kingpin after the attacks. That was something that we hadn't known previously. Huh. That, so far, is the only surprising element that has been raised.
And Carol, so far, two witnesses have been on the stand. And what evidence did they offer to support the prosecution's case?
There have been three. There were two U.S. military soldiers, one a Special Forces intelligence operative. They were the first people to come into contact with Hamdan when he was arrested in southern Afghanistan in November of 2001. And then there was an FBI al-Qaeda specialist interrogator on the stand later yesterday.
And do they offer any particular information other than we know he was the driver or he told us this or that? I mean, is there specific hard evidence that leaks him into or that links him inside the al-Qaeda operation itself?
Well, the two U.S. military who testified yesterday had actually been before the tribunal judge in pretrial hearings earlier in December to testify to having found two surface-to-air missiles in Hamdan's possession when he was arrested. But the defense did manage to bring in some uncertainty about that because neither of them was present when Hamdan was actually stopped by Afghan forces who were fighting alongside with the U.S. forces. They encountered Hamdan sometime later after he had been nabbed and hustled off to a local jail in southern Afghanistan. So they didn't have firsthand witness of the capture of those missiles. And there's some confusion as to what vehicle of several that were stopped at that roadblock in which the missiles were found.
So a dearth of firsthand evidence, a question of timing as to when he knew what he might have known. There's much more testimony to come. Carol Williams, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Carol Williams is legal affairs writer for the LA Times, covering the trial live from Gitmo there on a very tough phone line where all the press corps works.